Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us. This is our path to find wholeness within. As we do this, then there becomes wholeness outside of us. It starts with each of us opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm going to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 145. Nurture yourself well. Treat yourself better than anyone else. Be self-full. Nurture yourself well. Treat yourself better than anyone else. Be self-full. You know, this message is greatly misunderstood in our society, in all Judeo-Christian society, and with women in particular. To nurture yourself before others, how alien is that? To be self-fulfilling, to be self-full, to treat yourself well, instead of treating others well, to even think about treating yourself well. Well, that's exactly what today's message is. To nurture yourself, to nourish yourself, as in feeding, training, educating, sustaining the life spirit within you with whatever is necessary for your life and growth. This is a very misunderstood message. Nurturing yourself well is not being selfish. It's being self-full, filling yourself up. It's as if filling your cup up with whatever you need. So you will stop thinking about being full or being hungry and simply be here and be your gift. There's no more need. There's no more want. There's simply sharing from the inside out. That's what happens when you nurture yourself well. You stop waiting for others to take care of you. You're no longer that child. So this is not a childish, selfish action. This is an action of an evolved being who knows they have the power, you have the power to feed and sustain yourself. When we're young, oftentimes we believe it's about owning and having lots of things. Eating whatever I want, going wherever I want, doing whatever I want. One whose spirit, who's grown into their spirit, knows this is about feeding your soul. Feeding your spirit. Lifting you up from the inside out, not the other way around. This is treating yourself well, taking the time away from whatever you think is so important, or carving out the time from whatever you think is so important to treat yourself, bring yourself into that space that brings pleasure and peace and joy, and the knowingness once again that your life is filled with grace. It's not about doing more and speeding up time. It's about taking time out for you in whatever way you need to sustain you. It's about filling up your inner tank again with high octane gas, if you will, to continue the analogy. So you may go through life filled again, sharing, being all who you are without losing any of your own energy. It's having the knowingness to do this. This is being self-full. It's knowing that unless you take time out to treat yourself well, you will not have the energy and perhaps the time later to treat others well either. Life is about balance. And we don't realize it. We don't equate ourselves with nature. But we are nature. We are one with nature. And we see the trees and the plants go through their various cycles of life that they do each year, all the seasons of life, so they constantly can be restoring themselves and coming back healthier, having more to give, more vibrant and alive, blossoming, flourishing. It's about us knowing to do the same for ourselves. Take time out to nurture yourself well. Treat yourself better than anyone else, which means sometimes pulling back. Not ignoring the world, it's pulling back so you can nourish yourself. And there are many ways to do this. Right now it's summertime, a time traditionally associated with taking vacations. No matter your income level, dear one, you are able to take a vacation. Whether you go off for a week or 2 weeks, or go off for an hour within, you are entitled, worthy of this treat, giving yourself this gift. I share with you that even coming into meditation every day is a way to treat yourself well. Aren't you worth a half hour a day to come within, connect with the ultimate energy source, light yourself up from the inside out, restore your true energy naturally, and then come back and be in a place to share again, alert, wide awake, aligned with love. So there are many ways to treat yourself, even on a daily basis. Today, I intend to pull away from whatever I think is so important, to take a whirlpool. And quite frankly, in a whirlpool, I rather continue what we're doing or will be doing momentarily. I go into a place of meditation. I do it because it brings me back into this place that feels great. I can let go and simply be in my own vacation land inside. And for that 20 minutes or so, I am transported, feeling one-on-one with the divine. This is my treat for me. And the neat thing about taking time out to nurture yourself and treating yourself well is that when you treat yourself well, everyone else gets blessed with more sweetness from you. Just like the trees that go through their seasons, seemingly taking time out. It's not that they've died, they pulled away to restore their energy, come back filled with new growth. So whether it is a half hour, an hour a day, as well as some short vacations here and there, it is the way of nature to nourish yourself, to feed and sustain your own life, your own growth, finding the ways that stimulate this growth in a way that you have lost nothing. That's why it's so important to do it from the inside out. It takes no energy. There's no harm done to yourself or others as you naturally lift yourself up. It's as if you plug yourself in to this internal battery source, electrical outlet, getting recharged from the inside out. And in doing so, it seems to clear away any cobwebs, any energy drains, any confusing thinking. It's as if you can imagine every cell and atom of your body being renewed. Some are sped off to leave earlier, just recycling. New growth happens. And most importantly, energy is restored. Pure, natural energy. And you function at a higher level. Nurture yourself well. Don't wait for the once or twice a year holiday. Know this is available to you at all times. Taking time out to treat yourself well, whether it's with meditation, a walk in nature, a day at the beach, an hour in the sun, perhaps a half hour at the gym. What is it that works for you? Even journaling is a powerful way to nurture yourself. Discover the ways that work best for you. And if there are others in your life, they'll understand. Claim your time. Claim this special time for you. They'll be so grateful, because when you come back, you will be renewed and they will be the beneficiary. Nurture yourself well. Treat yourself better than anyone else. Be self-full. Be self-full. Filled. Not with just taking care of me from a selfish perspective. This is about fulfilling yourself from the inside out so you may come back into the world and share at a higher level. Perhaps, like me, when you go into this meditative state, communing with spirit, you may receive new wisdom that you may bring into the world. This is a powerful practice, dear one. Nurturing yourself well, treating yourself well, knowing you deserve it, making this part of your daily habit, of your weekly ritual, as your monthly gift, as your semi-annual self-growth activity, and as your annual gift. I was going to say reward, but you're already deserving. This is not a once-in-a-while thing. Create the routines in your life to make this part of your life, built-in, recharging, renewing, refreshing. This gift you give to yourself because you already deserve it. So you don't become needy. You're already filled. This is not a need. This is the gift that you require to be at your best. If you give yourself vitamins, why are you doing it? To treat yourself well, to be at your best. It's no different. Consider this part of the food to sustain yourself for your growth, for your wellness, for your life. This is self-fulfilling. Nurture yourself well. Treat yourself better than anyone else. Be self-full. Have fun with discovering the unique and special ways that are your right ways that bring you into this special place. A pure, natural energy, feeling uplifted, having clarity, inner peace, and harmony. This is the place of true prosperity. This is our purpose in nurturing yourself well. We all benefit. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Slowing it down, really feeling your breath going all the way deeply within. Listening your breath. Feeling such gratefulness to be receiving this divine nourishment. we breathe in the sustenance, valuing every breath. Taking time to breathe in deeply. And as you do, feeling your body, aware of the peace emanating from the inside out. Feeling your chest rise and fall ever so gently in this stillness. And when you're ready, allow your inner mind to come fully within, focusing on your heart center. Noticing the color here for you. I'm in a beautiful green. Luscious green, like leaves after a rain. Simply be one with your color. Feeling love. And thanks. And joy for this perfect moment. For this moment of pure peace. Perhaps there's a single light inside, the size of a pinhole or more. Focus on this light. With a curious inner mind. As you do, see it grow larger, wider, and brighter. This portal to your soul is here for you, welcoming you to go deeper within. To safely, fully connect with your spirit, with your soul, divine love herself. feel the deep, deep peace. As you bathe yourself in this light within. Feeling as if the sun is shining on you. As you bathe in this body, a pure peace within. Invigorated, renewed. Feeling the energy spreading out from your heart center across your entire being. Every cell and atom of your being is pulsating with the energy of divine love. From your heart center to the tips of your toes. From your heart center to your fingertips. From your heart center to the top of your head. You are one. With the healing, nurturing, sustaining power of divine love. Feel the warmth spreading through your entire being. One wave after another, pure love essence spreading out in all directions. Radiating from your heart center out 360 degrees. Even beyond your physical body. You are a radiating center of love. Feel the peace. The harmony. The prosperity. One with the power and source of divine love. One with the power and source of life sustenance. One, the power and source of the divine. Feel this love radiating through you. now is time to come back and live your everyday life from this place with this renewed energy, clarity, peace, harmony. Focusing on your heart center. As we began, we breathe. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Feeling every breath flowing deeply inside. Aware of your chest rising and falling. As you breathe into your heart center. Breathe into your head. Breathe into your hands and just squeeze them ever so gently. Breathe into your feet and just squeeze them as well. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. Now we call on Carla, invite her to tone this truth with us now.
Let there be light, love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Nurture yourself well, enabling your spiritual growth. Be your gift. You have the power to sustain yourself from the inside out. Take time out and have fun. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
God bless. Much peace. Namaste.